Welcome back, this is RB. If you like this video at any point, hit the like button. It's the only thing that'll help us grow. And follow me on another platform, because I can get kicked off this one any day now. Let's get it.
Irv got you. Flag on the play, bruh. Flag on the play. Any real dude know that you ain't supposed to be out here kissing and telling, bruh. What happened between you and old girl, supposed to stay between you and old girl.
Yeah, you know, I hear dudes talking about their, you know, escapades, and I never respected it. You know, dudes supposed to move in silence when it comes to what they do with a woman in the bedroom. It's just respectable man code. So yeah, don't speak about what you did with what woman, when, how she was in bed. It's just not very gentlemanly of you. So keep it playing, fellas. Don't break the code.
You feel me? And answer me this, bro. How is it you doing all this jaw-jacking and Ashanti keeping more player than you?
If your man not always all up on you, giving you affection, giving you sexual attention, if your man don't always want to fuck every time y'all around each other, he not attracted to you.
Yeah, he must be young. Yeah, older men know after a while you get tired of the poom poom. You tired of seeing the chick. She been getting on your nerves for a week straight. She been nagging you. You cool on her in every way. Even if she like, hey, you want head? Nope, I'm good. I'm just gonna keep playing the game. You just get tired of a person after a while. After you done hit it 40, 50 times, no, I'm not still excited to come home and hit it. Now, maybe that's just me. Am I crazy? Y'all can let me know in the comment section. This dude must be young. This dude doesn't have a lot of experience with women, I can tell. Yeah, he got a lot to learn. A lot to learn.
I don't get no fuck with nobody say, oh, my man, he just not like that. He just not... Bro, we men. We...
But that's the problem. Too many men let that urge control their every move, control how they deal with women, and that's how men end up in messed up positions with women, getting half of their stuff took, miserable, you know, got to ask permission to go out. That's how they end up in those positions, because they let the power of the P control them.
Always horny. Ain't no motherfucking way. I'm going to be around my girl and not and I'm not grabbing on that ass. I'm not kissing her. I'm not hugging on her.
I go for the ugly Johns. Why not? Ugly, because my whole thing is, an ugly girl will love you. Pretty girls will dog you out, man. Like, ugly just don't ask for nothing. They don't ask for they never be hungry.
They just want attention.
Yeah, basically, yeah. They never hungry. You feel what I'm saying? Ugly girls always got money because they...
I don't know about ugly, but there's truth to this. Give me a 6 or a 7 who act right. But nowadays, the 6 and 7's heads are hyped up because of social media. Yeah, I don't want a woman who thinks she all that. I just don't. Because when a woman thinks she all that, she rarely gonna act right for one guy. Because she getting attention from every guy. Really attractive women, they don't feel like they have to weather any storms. Because there's always a beta in waiting. Or an alpha in waiting, but he not gonna commit to her, but she still will chase them forever. But yeah, there's always a guy in the wings. So yeah, if y'all get in one wrong argument, that might be it. Because she feel like she's such a prize.
You know, they're ugly. Like, how you gonna be ugly and broke? Like, pick a struggle, bitch. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
so, you know, for a woman, it de-stresses us to talk about our problems. Mm-hmm. But if I were to try to come to you and talk about problems, you're gonna try to solve those problems. Right. Because naturally, a man is a problem solver. Mm-hmm. So that's gonna stress you out. If right. you start talking about your problems and we go back and forth like girlfriends, that's mm-hmm. gonna lower your testosterone. Yeah. But it'll raise my estrogen mm-hmm. and make me feel better, raise right. my progesterone too, and mm-hmm. make me feel better. But then you'll be feeling all stressed out because mm-hmm. it's lowering your testosterone.
And this is why I think it's good for a woman to have a female friend she could call. So she don't gotta stress me out with the BS and the nonsense. Because I don't want to hear you yammering on for 30 minutes about a bunch of stuff I don't care about. And then I try to provide a solution and you get mad at me for providing a solution. Call your girlfriends with that BS. But not as soon as you get in the door though, because that get annoying. Get in, put your purse down, go to the bathroom, holler at me for a little bit. And then you can get on the phone with your friends and go yappity yap yap yap. Because I don't need distress. Say the drama for your mama and your punk friends. As long as you ain't talking about me to them. Because that's sacred. And that's how a lot of marriages and relationships end.
You just want somebody to talk to you. You don't really want the problem. Necessarily yes. want the problem solved.
Yes. Right.
Which a guy, that's what sometimes we make that mistake. We mm-hmm. try to dive right in.
We just need to vent. Mm-hmm. It feels good for us to vent.
No, it ain't a mistake. That's called having logic. That's called basic logic. See, When you let the woman control the relationship and control narratives, she'll have you thinking right is left and left is right and what's right is wrong and all that. So that's why the man's supposed to be leading. You're not going to convince me to think that solving problems is the wrong thing to do. That don't even make sense.
Lowers our stress for us to vent out our problems. We don't really want you to come be like, well, you need to do this. And because of that, you need to do this. And it stresses us out more so to try to solve everything. Yeah. We're just trying to vent, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So sometimes, ladies, it's better to do that maybe with just your girlfriends, you know, or it's better to tell your being your person ahead of time, hey, you know, I'm having these issues. I want to talk to you about them, but I don't need you to solve them for me. I just want to talk to you about them to release the stress. You know,
if you say that in the beginning of the conversation, then the guy will be sitting down and really listening.
Yeah, exactly.
Versus trying.
No, he won't. He'll be thinking about sports or video games or anything else. Just like Chris Rock said, you just got to hit him with the mm-hmm. Oh, you don't say. And then once in a while, you got to throw in the, I told you that beat was crazy. Just so they can keep going on and on and on and on. See, that's when you could be mapping out your next great idea